Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, October 24th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green, and my co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in because we are, for the first time, coming to you as husband and wife. Come on in, baby.
Yes. Happy, 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 happy self-love Saturday. You know, I'm real happy because last week I flew solo.
Yes, he did.
My
he
baby
did a phenomenal job
visiting,
if you have not listened.
Visiting family last week, but now we're home and this is our first show as wife and husband.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And I'm really happy. You know, and this show is a very important show because everybody knows we did our wedding as a whisper. And
yes,
so
yes.
We've had lots of questions with those celebrating us. And again, both of us, I said a little bit about this last week, but I knew Zara wanted to be back this week to so that both of us could say thank you, thank you, thank you for the hundreds, maybe
thousands.
Well-wishers, blessings. People who are just as thrilled and happy about
absolutely.
Us being married as we are, and we really, 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 really appreciate all of you, and the comments are continuing to come in, and so, baby, you know.
I mean, really, thank you all very, very much. It was wonderful and almost overwhelming, to be honest with you, all the well wishes that we got, and you know, and people who celebrated us for doing it our way. Alfred started about a year and a half ago saying that because people were asking, well, for when they already thought we were married, and then we told them we weren't, which we'll talk about a little bit during the show. We want our invitation, and Alfred started saying, by the time you learn about it, then it will already be done. So our wedding will be a whisper. And he'd say that our love speaks volumes, but our wedding would be a whisper. And so that kind of carried through on this theme of wedding whisper. And it's what brings us to the show today. So we really want to thank you guys for all the love, all the support, all the celebration. You guys, even though it was just the two of us and our witnesses when we got married, you guys, we wanted to be able to commemorate our wedding for ourselves, but also to be able to celebrate the way we did it with you. And we just thank you so much for all your love and for the outpouring and celebrating us for how we did it. So so really, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you.
So let me can we kind of go forward?
I want to set it up.
Sure, babe.
Can I set it
go
up?
Ahead.
Okay.
Please.
So okay, yes, we got married. So this edition of Grown Zone Radio, our first as husband and wife, we share why we made our wedding a whisper while challenging common beliefs about the role of a wedding in a healthy relationship. Among the most unhealthy of these beliefs is that weddings change, fix, or improve relationships. Baby, you look like you want to say something.
Mm.
Okay. We, as we constantly say in the Grown Zone, beliefs can only do two things. Hear me, y'all. Hear me. Beliefs can only do two things. They can serve you or sabotage you. And sadly, too many things that we are taught to believe about weddings only sabotage, resulting in the 50%+ divorce rate that we now have, and as many as 80% of marriages with at least one dissatisfied partner, not to mention the infidelity, the domestic violence, and other unwanted outcomes. Making wedding planning a far higher priority than marriage planning is both a cause and a symptom of unhealthy relationships. So with that set up, That is where we want to now challenge unhealthy beliefs about getting married and how it is that we've lived the last 6 years as a couple and establishing that foundation. We ain't telling you you need to take 6 years, but we are telling you there are some things that you need to challenge about your own beliefs in order to have a healthy relationship for a solid foundation to stand on. Now, baby.
So quick Grown Zone Radio review about what we talk about on this show. Beliefs are the seeds. Emotions are what grows from those beliefs, and your choices in life and relationships are the fruit that comes from those choices.
Yes.
So our goal for this show is to challenge some of the unhealthy beliefs about getting married that leads to unhealthy emotions, and that certainly leads to unhealthy choices in terms of when we get married, why we get married, and who we marry.
Yeah.
So that remember that beliefs lead to emotions, which lead to choices in life and relationships. The other thing I want to underscore what Zara said, we knew we were getting married more than 3 years ago.
Yep.
We had committed to one another that was going to happen. But we were also very consistent with communicating to others three things. We were not married. When everyone, you know, oh, your wife, oh, your husband, no, we're not married. We never tried to, fake the funk.
Right.
You know, and pretend we were married or allow people to believe that when we knew that wasn't true.
And we corrected that with
yep.
everybody. See, some of you have placed some people in our communities on certain pedestals because they wear certain titles,
mm-hmm.
and particularly in the religious sectors, that you wear a certain space of shame for being with somebody for a period of time without being married, that you allow certain lies. And
yes.
those are the kinds of things that are set up.
Yep.
in relationships for you to move forward sooner than you need to be moving forward. So challenge
yeah.
your beliefs.
Getting married to escape shame and guilt
Absolutely.
Is a bad reason.
Absolutely.
And, the
I've done it, so yeah. I get it.
And the final thing
it.
That we were always consistent about is you would find out that we were married after the fact.
Yes.
People are like, by the time you find out, it'll be done.
Absolutely.
So we've always been consistent about that. And so what we're going to talk about during this show is the three beliefs that we challenged before we got married. We tried to challenge, and I think we successfully did challenge in the way we executed our wedding.
We absolutely did.
And we will continue to challenge as we talk about living in the grown zone and loving in the grown zone.
And we challenged throughout the book, Loving in the Grown
Zone. Absolutely. So, yeah.
And here's what the other thing, y'all, is that we needed, it was very important for me, and then it became important for Alfred, too, that we lived loving in the grown zone. We lived loving in the grown zone. Everything that we talk about in the book and what is necessary in order to establish a foundation, we lived that, and I needed the book to be out, do well, and most of the people who are in the grown zone and living in the grown zone to know that we are not just spitting stuff out. This is how we live, so that you know that it is possible to establish, to really live it out and to do the work in yourself, to operate from a self-loving place rather than plug somebody in your deficits in order to try and feel whole. No, you needed to be whole in order to attract wholeness. And it's your responsibility to work to walk out that wholeness as an individual and to challenge not just your beliefs, but the beliefs of that person that you've attracted into your life so that both of you can live out your individual wholeness so that you're not bringing junk into each other's lives.
And
I hope y'all hearing me.
I hope they're hearing you too, baby. And again, many of you have already purchased and read the book Loving in the Grown Zone, but go to lovinginthegrownzone.com. If you haven't purchased the book, if you haven't read the book, you need to read the book because everything Zara says about even choosing not to be married until after the book was out.
Yes.
That was deliberate. That
yes.
wasn't. That wasn't just a coincidence. That was a deliberate decision to
it
say
sure
we want this book to be out before we get married, so it doesn't turn into some kind of artificial endorsement of marriage for marriage's sake.
Right.
We are not marriage champions. We're neither pro-marriage nor anti-marriage. We are pro-healthy relationships, because a marriage that is not based fundamentally in a healthy relationship is not going to be a happy one, and it's probably not going to be sustainable.
That's right. That's right. Okay, that's good, baby.
So we framed this show around the three questions that we've been asked by people. Once they congratulate us and tell us how happy they are for us, and again, we appreciate that. Kind of three questions that we've been repeatedly hearing that kind of frame some unhealthy beliefs about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So should I give the first question,
baby?
Go
through it, baby.
The first question we get, especially me, because you know I'm a man in particular, is how does it feel now that you're married? How does it feel? Do you feel different?
Because, of course, men are the ones in our society that people believe give up the most.
Give up something.
Give
right.
up something and give, you know, when they get married. So, you know, their friends tell them, oh, bro, so you about to lock you down or, you know, all that kind of foolery. Challenge your beliefs, people.
And the unhealthy belief here is weddings change people. Weddings change situations.
Yeah.
Weddings improve situations. If he was cheating before, now
yes,
that
Lord.
You said I do, he's gonna stop cheating.
Yes, Lord.
If she
That's
was, recklessly financially with her money, now that she's a wife, she's suddenly going to straighten up and be responsible with her money. There's an unhealthy belief that weddings change people. So when people ask us, how does it feel now that we're married? We tell them the same way it felt before
sure
we got
does.
Married, because it was good. Weddings affirm. This is the healthy belief. We want you to take out the unhealthy belief, which
yeah.
is that weddings change things, and adopt the healthy belief that weddings affirm whatever is.
Yes. Hear that. Slow that down.
Okay, babe.
Weddings affirm whatever is. Now, I'm going to say it in another way. I'm going to say it in a way that in the wedding language. You talk about your, especially the religious language, because for the most part, y'all, when we talk about weddings, it's a religious context in which you have been introduced to and believe you need to be married.
Yes.
In a religious context. So we in a religious context, you talk about consummating a marriage. But when you talk about consummating, it's usually sex. But if you tell the truth about it, most of y'all done the sex thing long before, but I do.
Yes.
Uh-huh, I said it. And most of y'all start quivering right about now, because in about 6 months before the wedding, then some of y'all decide, no, we're not going to have sex until the wedding night, because we're going to re-virginize some kind of way and make it new. You know, it's all foolery. Stop with the mind games and plan. Because I want to go back to this consummate. You are consummating whatever is. So get rid of the sex in that, okay? When you say I do, whatever your belief system is about or whatever your marriage is, right? Let's get rid of even the belief systems right now.
Yeah.
Whatever you're living. So when a man goes out, if your man goes out the night before and he's still into, or you, still into the male reviews or the female reviews,
oh,
and y'all
the whole,
go do
I gotta
the,
sow my wild
I'm about to get it
last
in the
chance.
Last, you know, all of that. You're consummating that same crap and taking it into your marriage. You're taking it beyond the I do, because your belief system said that shit was okay.
I'd also like to take this out of religious context and remind people, as we do on GrownZone.com, that marriage, weddings are a contract.
Come on now.
That's what that is.
You need to
so,
stop with anything
another
else.
Another word
That's
to use instead of consummate is seal. Whatever your relationship was before the wedding, those are the terms that you guys have accepted.
Come on now.
Whether you openly negotiated it or not.
Now, do I need to go through some of those terms?
That men will be men?
There's a certain level of disrespect you're going
you
to
have
to tolerate.
Deal with.
That men, it takes men a little bit longer. And now that you've said I do, then and you're going to fight for your man, because you're not fighting for your man. Now you're
and
fighting
ladies,
for your marriage.
Many of you,
and now you've partnered with God some kind of way. And then you watch movies that tell you you need to go in a war room and fight. Come on, stop being silly.
Many,
turn on your brain.
Many of you have gotten this, many of us, because it's not just you, have gotten this from our mamas, our pastors, our daddies, our big sisters and brothers. In other words, a lot of the people that are telling you, those are people who love you.
Yes.
And that's why challenging your beliefs takes courage and personal growth, because a lot of it is going to challenge the things you've been taught.
Come on now.
So when you get married, you seal, you affirm whatever is, and you worked out those terms, whether you negotiated it openly or not, during how the relationship was being done.
Hmm.
So the reason why people expect a wedding to change things is you think it's going to magically change the terms of the relationship.
Because now you think from a religious perspective, now you think somehow you've obligated God and God has obligated you. And I'm telling you, the relationship is about you and that person you said I do to. Now your belief system and your relationship with God and how things are going to change is between you and God. That's about you changing because of your relationship with God, not about you praying somebody else into changing.
So,
now that's coming from somebody else. What y'all don't know about me is that I am a certified Christian minister. Yes, Lord. Yeah, my cousin, no church going behind, is a certified Christian minister. And it was my expanding my belief that changed so much about how I live. And it is through expanding my belief system, challenging my belief system, challenging the junk I learned in a religious structure that really taught me that I have got to take more responsibility for my life and take it off of what I call religion. All right, I'm going to go ahead, baby. I ain't mean to get in the pulpit today without being in the pulpit with just a mic. But I need y'all to challenge your beliefs because they are sabotaging you. Because my first two marriages, I did it in the church according to all that stuff that I was believing that completely sabotaged me. Now I've got the relationship that you all want to have because I dared to challenge my beliefs.
So weddings don't change people. If he was smacking you upside the head before the wedding,
come on now,
he going to do it after the wedding. If she was running around with other guys before the wedding,
come on,
that appetite's not going to magically go away after the wedding. Weddings affirm, weddings consummate, weddings seal what exists. And that's why you need to be focused not on when your wedding day is going to take place. You need to be focusing on how do you recognize, prepare for, and establish healthy relationships.
Okay, now I realize that I didn't even know I was going to be this passionate about it. Look, he did. He knows me. I didn't even realize I was going to be this passionate about it. But, y'all, hear me. I said I do twice behind some religious beliefs. I am not telling you that you are not to believe, to be Christian, or to have your beliefs
Muslim,
in God,
or Jewish,
or whatever your beliefs are. I am telling you to dare expand your knowledge beyond that which you grew up with, or that which has sabotaged others, because that's how you can learn from others' decisions and not have to make their same decisions. So I had to bring this thing down, y'all, because I need you to hear me. And I know that that loudness sometimes can turn off. I ain't trying to turn you off. I'm trying to bring you in. Okay? Because if I bring you in, then I can help to influence. And that's what I'm looking to do, is to influence your thinking so you slow down enough to not just run off because you're making decisions out of shame or anything else that's going to sabotage you. Come on, baby.
So let's go to belief number two, unhealthy belief number two, and the question number two that we get. You're not Zara Edmond?
Oh,
you're
Lord.
Still Zara Green? Really?
Yes, Lord.
Here's the unhealthy belief. Okay, so women though, you know, now we've come a long way. It actually is fairly common that women keep their given name or their chosen name after marriage.
Yes, yes.
But the fact that women are still asked about it after they get married is the point we're trying to make.
Yes.
And the unhealthy belief that flows from that is that love and marriage obligates you, particularly women. That you are dictated. There are certain dictates you must follow now that you're a married woman.
Baby,
that says you surrender a certain amount of ownership, if not all of the ownership, of yourself because you are now married,
and
that you got to take this man's name as by right of ownership. Now, of course, no one ever argues in the other direction that
maybe I think we
that I
do
should
it.
Become Alfred Green, but because we don't own each other. The healthy belief that we want to replace this with, the unhealthy belief is that love obligates and dictates and defines terms of ownership. That's
mm-hmm.
unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
The healthy belief is that love and marriage allows, but it does not require.
Come on now.
Zara is entitled to use the name Zara Edmond, but she is not required to because love allows. It does not dictate. It does not control. It does not restrict. Love frees. Zara is free to represent herself any way she wants to, and her freedom is not abridged by her love and the marriage she shares with me.
Now, baby, I'm going to say something, but then I want you, because you can do it very succinctly, and my passion won't get in the way.
Uh-huh.
I am going to, after I make this statement, I want you to come back and give the history behind the Ms., the Mrs., and why that came about, and just the fact that back then women were possessions. Y'all, my name is Zara Green. I am Zara Denise Green. That was my given name at birth. And in this I do, I opted to keep my name. I am not Zara Edmond. I chose to remain Zara Green for a lot of reasons, mainly the one that Alfred will explain. I did take my first two husbands' names, and I regretted it each time because when I said I do and then I said I don't, and I had to go through the trouble of changing everything. And that has nothing to do with this time because I really do not. I said I do for such different reasons this time than I did before. But I opted to keep my name, and a lot of that is because I'm established in who I am as Zara Green, and I'm not looking to complicate things. Neither do I think it's necessary. It doesn't change my love for him, neither his love for me, whether I become Zara Edmond or not. I have the option of being Mrs. Edmond. I am opting to remain Ms. Green. Now, baby, come on.
Love expands options.
Come on now.
So part of the history of the whole Mr., Mrs., Ms. thing, and those of you who are up on your feminist history understand that it used to be Mr., Mrs., or Miss. Miss indicated you weren't married. Mrs. was that you were married.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mr. applied to a man, whether he was married,
don't
single,
matter.
Dating, divorced, whatever. And the unfortunate reality is that reflected a value system that defined women as appendages, and properties of men.
Yes, which is why they are trophies on men's arms and that kind of thing.
Which is why even today in 2015, women are going to college, certain colleges, to get their Mrs. degree.
Come on.
Meaning I'm in college. Yeah, I'm going to get my degree, but my real job is to find a suitable husband.
Which is what many, I know
right.
many.
And of course, then you get married for what we call the attractors, read Loving in the Grown Zone.
Yes, read
one
the
of
book.
Those attractors is education and status, as opposed to the sustainer characteristics that keep relationships and marriages going. My point is that the Ms. came about when it was recognized that Mr. is a neutral designation that says a man is a man and he owns himself and is not being defined by his relationship to others. And Ms. is also was created for that same reason, that you can be a Ms. whether you're single, married, no matter what your relationship status, and people don't assume, don't only look at you as the appendage of someone else. And as to our earlier point, you're not owned by anyone when you get married, male or female.
Yes, that's
you
right.
are gifts to one another.
Absolutely.
This is not a reciprocal transaction. It's an agreement. It's a commitment to walk together.
And
to share life together, to share a journey together, and the journey is one of partnership, not ownership and dominion.
That's right. I am no less his equal partner. I am no less his wife because I do not carry his name.
And you're no less a person,
absolutely.
A complete person, and this is what we say. You're not more valuable as a married person than you were as a single person. And you're not less valuable as a married person than you were as a single person. And it's critical that we teach both our boys and our girls this particular fact. Now, again, you have the right, Zara has the right to say, yes, my name is Zara Edmond.
Absolutely.
I am Mrs. Alfred Edmund Jr. She has that right. Again, it expands options. Love expands the options. It doesn't take away options or restrict freedoms.
Absolutely.
So now, in the interest of time, let's go to our song break because it's one of my favorite songs.
Okay, we're going to have to cut it short. You know how much time we got?
Well, if we do the song and we hit this last point, we can make it, baby.
All right.
So.
Okay, y'all, it's one of Alfred's favorites.
It's one of the favorites I associated with our relationship.
And I love the song, too. So we're probably going to have to cut it short, but hold on, y'all, because we got one last point to hit, and it's a good one. So we'll be right back.
Because it really does describe how I feel about Zara and what my commitment was to her when we committed to one another, which was I was going to stand by her and I'll take on the whole world for her, to protect her, to support her, to make her feel loved and secure, because that's what she does for me.
And he's proven it.
So let me get to our last point that we hear now all the time. I thought you were already married. And the unhealthy belief here is that unmarried people treat each other differently in a relationship than they treat each other when they get married.
Yes.
Hear this. Honor, esteem, and respect is the standard for all relationships,
yes,
regardless of relationship status. Now, people looked at our hands. They ain't seen no rings on our fingers.
Right.
We never told anybody we were married. In fact,
and I've never worn an engagement ring, ever.
Right. She's never had an engagement ring, and we never had rings on our fingers. Whenever people called us husband or wife, we were very clear to correct them.
Including the international magazine that
did an article on us. And even though we repeatedly told them we weren't married,
they called,
called us a husband and wife team. And this is what I wanted you to take from that. If you're living and treating each other with honor, esteem, and respect, people will perceive you as married.
Yeah.
But if you're not treating each other with honor, esteem, or respect, the fact that you got a ring on a finger is not going to make your marriage any more authentic.
That's it.
So if people think you're married, it should be based on how you treat each other,
yeah.
Not on how big a wedding you had and how many magazines covered it and whether you were on E! Entertainment Tonight covering your wedding and how big the ring was and how fly the dress was. It should be about he and she treat each other with the honor, esteem, and respect that marriage and all healthy relationships are designed to be.
And I've got one more thing about challenging your beliefs about I thought you were already married, or you know you're itching to get that step closer to marriage, which is that ring, and to be able to flaunt the ring and he put a ring on it and all that kind of stuff. I refuse to wear an engagement ring until this. I only have a band because it's more about the representation of and the symbolism. Because that's all this ring is a symbolism. It doesn't say anything to the strength of our marriage because the diamond is larger or that he put a ring on it. Come on, y'all.
Well, I want to quote Esther Armand. You can look her up and see who she is. And one of her quotes is my favorites to repeat. A cake, a ring, and a fly dress is not a marriage.
That's right. Come on, y'all. That's it. So our wedding was a whisper because in the words of my baby, our marriage and our love speaks volumes. And we had a marriage that was sound before
we
said I
do. We
had
the wedding. That's right.
Okay? So, all right, y'all. That's our show for the day and our first show as husband and wife, wife and husband.
Yes, baby.
And we've got a love that speaks volumes, and that is what we desire for each of you because we know it's possible. And it's why we wrote the book on it, it's why we live it, and why we continue to teach others how to do it. So until next time, y'all,
live and love in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30 and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I
decide
to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose,
yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
I choose
to be the best that I in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I do.
Because you never know what life is gonna take you. You can't change things. But today,
straightforward. Every decision